Welcome back to another Shir on Shabbos, continuing Kavod Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Nun, Sivkot and Gimel, brings down Kosvo Asvarim Yahara Betshuva V'Yafashvesh B'Maisa V'Chalav Shabbos. That means every Friday afternoon, you should try to do tshuva, check all your deeds, see if you're doing everything well. Because Kishavas Mikra Kala Malkasa, Kilo Kavod Pnei HaMelech Yisparach Shmai. You're going to greet the king, greet the queen. And it's not nice to mekabel the king or queen in clothing that is dirty, which is the chayli ha-nefesh. If my nefesh is soiled by averis, that's not a good thing. And therefore, it's a special inyan to do tshuva. And that's part of Kavod Shabbos. And the truth is, like we start off in the Akhtama, it's brought down that anyone who keeps Shabbos kilchasoi, mechabem all his avinus, all his averis. So therefore, in order to get the kapara, just like Yom Kippur is not mechapa without tshuva, the same thing Shabbos, which is, has a kapara, a special kapara, it's mechapa all your avinus, only works with tshuva. And the Kaf HaChaim Taka says like that. The Kaf HaChaim brings down, since we find that even if you do, the Chazal say that you get a kapara, even if you do a Avodah Zarah Kedar Enosh, therefore, is it anything to do tshuva? And the Taz also says that. And it brings down another reason, a third reason to do tshuva. Because since you want to be kabbal the Neshama Yaseira, which is coming from a very high place, therefore, it passes that a person should do tshuva and check his ma'isim. So we have three reasons. First of all, as the Kavod Shabbos, to greet Shabbos as someone who did tshuva. Number two is, we said a svara, like there's a kapara on Shabbos, there's a special kapara on Shabbos, you have to do tshuva for the kapara. And the third mahalach is, because there's an Hashem Yisera, it comes from Malkum Gavaya, therefore a special inyan to do your fashvish ma'isav, to check your deeds, to see if you're doing everything right, and mis'er b'tshuva on Erev Shabbos. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch also brings down, just like an Erev Rosh Chodesh, there's an Inyan of Tshuva, that's why something called Kippur Katan. Why? Because that's for the whole Chodesh. That, you're finishing the Chodesh, that's Koil the whole Chodesh. Same thing, at the end of the week, you do Tshuva on Friday, which is a end of the whole week, that you take a recap of the week, if you're doing everything well. And the Chidah writes that Erev Shabbos, late in the afternoon, is a time that's very Mesukin, it's very old, Machloikis between a husband and a wife. It's a time that's very easy to get into argument or between your Misharsim and the family, because at that time, it's very hectic. And the Sitra Ach, which is Yetzer Hara, tries very hard to get a person into a matzah of getting into a fight, because there's nothing better than Shalom. You want to go into Shabbos with Shalom. And therefore, he tries to get you angry. Therefore, a person should be very careful and very vigilant to make sure his house is calm, and he should stay away from any arguments on Erev Shabbos in order to come into Shabbos b'shalom. A remez in the Ramah. The Ramah in Siman Reish Nun, the same Siman, says that it's an inyan to sharpen the knives on Erev Shabbos. What's the reason? So Mishnah Berurah explains the reason why it's an inyan to sharpen the knives. The Mishnah Berurah is in Reish Nun, Sivkot and Hay, because the Ramah says, Kizel mekaved Shabbos, Shevecha Atz Melachila, but the Mishnah Berurah explains, because the sakin is not sharp, you might come to a little bit fighting. So therefore you see this special inyan of Shalom on Erev Shabbos.